Christian Audio presents the TechWise Family, Everyday Steps for Putting Technology in Its Proper Place, written and read by Andy Crouch.
Forward. As the author's daughter, I've been living with TechWise parenting for 16 years. Some might say my older brother, who's had it for 19 years, would be even better qualified to write this forward. I, however, would argue that as test subject number two, I've enjoyed an even more refined approach. So, if you are wondering how TechWise parenting actually works out, I might be able to help you. I think the best part of TechWise parenting for me has been its focus on something older and better than the newest thing. The key word is better. TechWise parenting isn't simply intended to eliminate technology, but to put better things in its place. Technology promises that it can provide wonder. Take a picture with the proper filters and you'll be awestruck. It'll look better than real life. But this promise is deceptive. My iPhone's wonder generators, from Instagram to Temple Run, turn out to be only distractions from the things that really spark wonder. Thanks to TechWise parenting, I've discovered a world out there that is better than anything technology can offer, as close as our front lawn. I'll be honest, though. If you're hoping that being TechWise will neatly eliminate technology's harmful influences from your children's lives, you're set up for disappointment. I haven't been totally able to escape its pitfalls. I probably have a healthier relationship with technology than some of my peers, but I still have problems. Aimlessly scrolling through websites and apps, even when I need to do important things, such as sleep, eat, do homework, or make cookies. And having a comparatively healthy relationship isn't much of an accomplishment.